arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report Weekend Edition. I'm going to start this segment. We always, in the second hour, talk about the resource industry, hard assets, etc. And I am chatting right now with a woman who I'm getting more and more respect for. Her name is Rhylin Bailey. Rhylin is involved with Nova Gold, which is, in my opinion, one of the more serious companies out there in terms of the resource industry. But Rhylin and I were talking off the air about a couple of issues that I think really need some elaboration for you folks out there. And one of them is the subject of geopolitical risk within the resource industry. There are really, really, I would have to say, significant companies involved in exploration, development, production of resources all around the world. But there are certain areas in the world, you know, that you have to really consider the geopolitical risk that comes out of companies that are involved in those areas. You know, a really good recent example would be a very, very popular company that a lot of folks invested in called Crystalex. Crystalex was in Venezuela. That did not turn out well. Now, in the case of Rhylin's company, Nova Gold, they're located in North America. They've got major projects in both the state of Alaska and also in British Columbia, so they're pretty safe. But, you know, let's get Rhylin's views. She travels all around the world for this company. Let's get her views on geopolitical risk in other parts of the world. Rhylin, Thanks for coming on, number one. And number two, let's just start out with kind of a synopsis of how you feel about this subject.
Well, it's actually funny that you mentioned Crystalex, because that was the last Christina's project. And a lifetime ago, I worked at Placer Dome, which was the original owner of Las Christina's. And so they were trying to develop that project back in the late 90s and didn't have any success. And now they're still struggling to get that project, you know, into production. I think that does demonstrate what the impact of the local politics can have on a project. Because you need to know who the government are. Is the government stable? If they're constantly having government changes and people trying to get their own agenda pushed across the board, that's going to have an impact on all of the properties in the area. If they're trying to come in and, you know, take more ownership, you know, once you advance a project to a certain point where the government can see that it's financially viable, in some of these less stable regions, you see them coming in and saying, well, we want a bigger piece of the pie. Mongolia, for instance, where they put that, wasn't it a 68% mining tax or something that they tried to slap on Ivanhoe? I mean, it can have a real impact both on your ability to advance your project and also on your ability to see the returns once your project is actually in production.
Oh, no question about that. Let's talk about some specific areas. And, you know, and I don't mean to throw you a curveball, and I'm certainly not trying to do that, but let me give you my views real quick, and then, you know, I'd like to hear your views on it. Now, right now, the area that is of really some significant concern to investors is Mexico, because of some of the violence that's occurring down there. I will say that I have been to Mexico twice in the last 4 months. We've shot video down there on a couple of occasions, and I have some very definite thoughts about that. First of all, your comments on Mexico. What do you think from an investment standpoint?
Well, on a personal standpoint, I do sometimes joke that it'd be great to have a project in Mexico because it's just so much warmer than Alaska.
Yeah.
When you're visiting sites, it seems far nicer to be in a warm place with fresh fruit than up in Alaska with your parka. But, you know, it is a concern. It's a concern for your employees. You want your employees to be safe, to know that when they're working on site, when they're getting to and from site, that they're going to be safe and able to travel and work in a safe manner. And you want their families to be safe. I mean, people that are working in South Africa, it's a beautiful country, but if your family has to live in a compound and they're always at risk of being, you know, held up at gunpoint if you try to go out for dinner, that's not really, you know, it makes it more difficult to get people there. And plus, you're paying the premium of having to give people sort of additional salary benefits to sort of compensate for their personal safety. So certainly for my job, it gives me great comfort at night to know that our projects are in North America, to know that we're very familiar with the governments, you know, that they're mining friendly, that your projects are going to be able to move ahead on the timelines that you foresee, because it's really just a case of stepping through the framework that the government set out for you. It may take a bit longer in North America, particularly in Alaska, to be able to step through that process, because it is a very regimented regulatory framework that you're working with, but it's also very transparent. So you go into it with your eyes wide open. Investors go into it with their eyes wide open. You know exactly what you need to do to get your projects advancing toward production, and then you know that once they're in production, once you've got those permits, that you're going to be able to operate for the true life of the mine. It's not going to be taken away from you. You're not going to have unexpected political hurdles down down the road.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I'm very, very comfortable in North America, and I've traveled throughout North America, you know, visiting various properties and you know, doing reports, shooting video, et cetera. My comment about Mexico is I think that if a company is in Mexico, if they're an integral part of the economy of the area that they're in, then I really don't foresee any problems there. I think the problems, though, would occur perhaps with companies that aren't an integral part of the local economy, you know, where you know, you take a town, for example. We were visiting a producing mine that was outside of Mexico City by about a 4.5 hour drive up in the mountains. Well, here's a town. This mine is located in a town with a population of about 500 people. If that mine wasn't there, you know, that town would simply dry up and blow away. And I think situations like that are very, very secure. At least they are, in my opinion. Rolyn, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are your views about South America? And let's, rather than talk about Venezuela, let's just talk about, you know, Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. Got any thoughts about that?
Well, certainly people ask us, you know, NovaGold's always, we're exploration geologists at heart. That's who founded the company. And so you're always looking for opportunities to get a new project. And people say to us, well, you know, all of your projects in North America, are you going to stay there? Are you restricted to that area?
Mm-hmm.
We're not. But so we're always looking for opportunities in areas like South America. But we certainly do, you know, very seriously consider the geopolitical risk before you look at a project, because if you know it's just going to be too difficult to operate there, and you can't really trust the people you're working with, it just, for on an investor basis, it's just not the kind of risk that we want to introduce for our investors. So on a specific country-by-country basis, you know, I don't have a lot of comments in that regard, certainly in how it relates to NovaGold, but I do know that that's something that we consider really before we would even open up a document. If someone, you know, we get people send us projects every day to consider, but we wouldn't even look at it unless it was an area that we knew we could be comfortable working in, that our investors could take comfort knowing that that we were going to be able to move the project ahead on the timeline that was reasonable and for costs that were reasonable.
I think the thing that's really important for our listeners to come away from this particular segment with is you have to be aware as of an investor of the geopolitical risk if there is any, in fact, in an area that a company is located in that you're thinking about investing in, because it is every place isn't like North America. You know, it's there are major differences out there. And Rolyn, as you said, I think very, very succinctly and very accurately, you know, you need to know, you need to understand the game that you're playing. You need to be aware of all of the considerations and you know, before you invest in a company. And certainly geopolitical risk is one that is very, very important. And, you know, a lot of people have learned the hard way how really important that is, you know. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the most
environmental stuff, too. I mean, NovaGold really prides itself on its commitment to responsible mining and to sustainability initiatives. And so that is one reason why it does take longer to get a project into production in Alaska, for instance, because it is, like I said, it's a very regimented, there's certain steps that you need to get through to move through that regulatory framework and to get the projects permitted and into operations. But once again, I would prefer to work in an area where you know exactly what those environmental guidelines are. They're very stringent. I wouldn't want to see them reduce their environmental regulations. If they could streamline the process, that would be great, because that's what they've done in British Columbia, Canada.
I agree.
The federal and the provincial governments are working together now, so you're still upholding those strong environmental standards, but it's a streamlined process, and that's cut the permitting timelines from sort of 4 years down to 18 months or even 12 months, depending on the project scale. So if they could do that in Alaska, that would have a huge positive benefit, because there's so many resources up in the state of Alaska that in some ways aren't moving ahead purely because it does take so long to move through the permitting process. And the nice thing is that the state is actually assessing that right now, and they're having a number of roundtable discussions with the mining companies and other resource industries to say, how can we improve this process? Because they know they need to bring the jobs and the economic drivers to their region. But you don't want to reduce your environmental standards, because it's important in North America to make sure that you're, you know, treating the land and the people that live there, treating them properly.
Agree 100%. Okay. Thoughts on investing in resource companies from Rolyn Bailey. Big Al's going to be right back.
Thank you. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks. .com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the second hour. Chatting with a new guest right now, Keith Schaefer. Keith is a very interesting individual. Keith has a newsletter entitled The Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin. He's been involved in the industry for a long, long time, and we're going to talk a little bit about oil and gas right now. Keith, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Al, happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, let's talk first a little bit about what Al Corlin needs to be aware of if he's considering investing in the oil and gas industry. When we were talking off the air, you were saying the technological advancements that have occurred are absolutely staggering. Talk about those first, would you?
Just as a quick background for everybody, that the what all this new technological advancements has meant is that the oil and gas industry can now get oil and gas out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was always sand.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since the age of oil and gas began 125 years ago, all the deposits have come from very loose sand formations underground. And now the engineers and the geologists have figured out a way to get oil and gas out of rock. And the three technologies they've used to do this, the most important one probably is horizontal drilling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your audience can imagine a vertical well bore, and now they are able to put an elbow on that and move it out across horizontally.
Sure.
So, of course, there are many reservoirs that are more horizontally oriented than vertical,
mm-hmm.
and so this opens up a huge new amount of plays. And these plays have created huge wealth for oil and gas investors. The second one is called fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And what fracking is blowing a water-based compound down a well at huge pressure. It goes down the well, and then it gets blown out through the well bore into the surrounding rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it cracks up the rock to pieces for several meters around the well bore,
mm-hmm.
allowing the oil and gas that's trapped in the rock to flow into the well.
Okay.
So the combination of those two technologies now has opened up many, many new shale gas plays. Your audience has probably heard of the Barnett, the Haynesville up in New York. One of the high-profile ones now is called the Marcellus, and these are huge, thick, wide formations
mm-hmm.
with the potential to supply all of America's natural gas needs for decades.
Really?
Absolutely.
I find, you know, I was unaware of that. I was under the impression that we were fairly dependent down here on you guys. You know, up in Canada, I mean, there's a huge amount, isn't there, of natural gas exported from Canada to the United States?
Yes, but gas exports from Canada to the U.S. have been on a relatively steady decline for several years now.
And I
would expect that to accelerate. We're going to be exporting less gas because the Americans have discovered and brought on stream huge amounts of their own natural gas.
You know, when you talk about the what I'm understanding to be the increased supply of oil and gas in the United States, it strikes me that that would have to be an incubator for a lot of little exploration companies in that area. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You're seeing a huge number of juniors get created and go after usually small, but sometimes big acreages of these new shale gas plays.
Now, are these companies trading primarily in the U.S.? Are they Canadian-based companies? You know, we're talking about an area that I'm embarrassed to say I know very little about.
Both the American and the Canadian explorationists have really perfected this technology really well, and the market is able to fund them. The market is throwing money at these guys right now,
mm-hmm.
trying to earn some fees.
Yeah, earn some fees to say the least. That's interesting. You know, the sector is obviously growing, and whenever you have growth like this in an economic sector, boy, the potential for investment the investment opportunity is huge, and the potential for profits, logic tells me, is also huge.
It's been a great place to be for the last few years.
Yeah, it strikes me it's just going to get better and better. I mean, that's my opinion. What do you think?
You know, I just wrote a story on my website today saying the bullishness out there is getting scary.
Really?
Like, I woke up yesterday and three companies that I follow all announced $20 million financings. And an hour later, one of them upped it to $25 million. Like, everybody sees the oil price going higher. There are very few bears left. And that's starting to make me a little nervous. But
yeah.
You have to truly believe that or look around and say, what could stop this? As long as the Asian industrialization story continues,
mm-hmm.
Greece is such a small little country. How much is their oil use going down going to impact the big picture? Almost none.
Yeah.
There really isn't that much out there other than a big hiccup in China or India that is going to stop this oil juggernaut.
I don't see that happening personally. I really don't. Something else that I see happening, and I want you folks listening out there to be aware, this is just my opinion, not necessarily shared by Keith, but something else is I'm a bit of an inflationist. I think that one of the ways that the United States is going to solve the issue that we have here with this the huge federal government debt, you know, I think part of the solution is inflation, inflating our way out of it. I think that's going to happen, and that's definitely going to be good for the price of oil, I would think. Do you agree,
yeah.
Keith? Yeah.
The only place that will obviously impact the demand is in the U.S., which is very, very real, as it is the largest individual user of oil. But now, really what that's going to do is if the other currencies appreciate, sure, like in Canada and any currency that's not pegged to the dollar, mm-hmm, the price of oil has actually been fairly constant because the currencies have absorbed the price, the increase in price.
Talking about investment opportunities in the oil and gas industry, okay, give me, if you would, a brief overview as to how a listener could become, you know, more educated in the industry and why you think they should perhaps look into that.
Well, as we talked about, in an era of inflation, you want to find a sector that's relatively immune to that and, mm-hmm, is going to provide good gains. And I think energy is going to be one of those sectors. But it's interesting because I think it's going to be very heavily oil-weighted and not natural gas-weighted. So I think that's one very important distinction your audience needs to make.
Why is that?
Well, natural gas, they have found so much of it that the supply, and it's very simple supply-demand economics,
sure,
when the supply is really high, the price is low. And
right,
so very few companies are actually making any significant cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these technologies have lowered costs, but at the current price level, around $5 or less per million cubic feet, or MCF, very few are making money.
Yeah.
So it's the oil is where all the money is being made in the energy sector right now. So that's, I definitely move your audience to say look towards oil. A couple of easy things to do is just to go on the web and Google industry magazines oil, mm-hmm, and sign up for the free daily or weekly emails that these trade mags send out. So you just start to learn about the lingo that gets used.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else, Al, people have to work at it, right?
We're going to make it somewhat easier for them. We are going to put some information about Keith Schaefer on our homepage. Click on the banner that's got his picture on it, and I'm sure there will be a plethora of information that will come up. Keith, thanks so much for your time. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're in the second hour of the show where we talk about resource issues, the resource industry, hard assets, et cetera, et cetera. And we have been doing a regular feature every week with a gentleman by the name of Richard Karn. Richard Karn is the fellow behind the Emerging Trends Report. He is currently in Australia doing a major, major study. You're going to be down there probably for how long, Richard?
Well, originally we thought it'd be for 6 or 9 months, but mm-hmm. It's clearly looking like 12 to 15 months now.
Wow.
We're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we're just being introduced to so much new stuff, and the Australians are being so open and gracious and helpful.
Yeah.
That we are seeing just a heck of a lot of stuff.
Okay. You've been doing the show for about a month now. Any questions that you've gotten from folks who listen to it?
Yeah, we've got two questions have been coming primarily in two forms. One is about how Americans and North Americans can invest in Australian stocks. And I'd like to take a second to address that. There virtually any American full-service broker can do that for you. That's not the problem. The problem is that the commissions are far higher than you'd pay from a software platform such as Interactive Broker or TradeStation or E-Trade. Because of the time differential, most full-service brokers need to go through an intermediary or an affiliate brokerage, so they demand that you either set a limit or buy at the asking price. We're never like buying at the asking price because that's just inviting a market maker to have his way with you. You know, if you set a limit price, they usually have, you know, just give it some time and it'll get filled. But you usually get to enter one order a day because, you know, obviously your full service broker is going home because the markets are closed, whereas down here they open at 7:30 Eastern time in the U.S. and close at 2 in the morning currently. I would recommend that you use, you investigate. I'm not promoting any of these guys, just people ask for which services are working down here. Interactive Brokers is brilliant. So is TradeStation, E-Trade Australia, Ingenuity. They're all software platforms that are easy to install and easy to use. and they provide you the flexibility or more flexibility of than a full-service broker will. They will also allow you to trade options on Australian stocks, which are important.
Basically, that's the long and the short of buying Australian stocks. I mean, I would have to assume that virtually any broker in the United States could do it, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. Any full-service broker is going to have a relationship with somebody. The only problem is, as I said, that the commissions are higher at a full-service broker, and two, you don't have as much flexibility as being able to work during the course of market hours in Australia. For most people, you know, for most North Americans, that's nighttime, evening time, their time. We're not advising people to actively trade these stocks. We're suggesting stocks that you can buy and hold for a long period of time, so commissions become more of a moot point. But other people like to buy and trade around a core position and things like that. And if commissions are an issue or fills are an issue, you just ought to consider these platforms.
Go ahead. No.
The other thing that came up, the other question that came up was people look at the Australian market and they're kind of surprised by the price a lot of these Australian stocks trade for. People need to remember that the Australian stock market is far, far smaller than either the American or Canadian market. For every multi-billion dollar resource company like BHP, Billiton, or Rio Tinto, there are literally hundreds of little companies that are sub $100 million market caps. That's no reflection on the company at all. All it is a reflection on the capital markets here. The corporate bond market is very, very small compared to North American or even European markets. Usually only about two-thirds of the size by GDP. So shares down here are issued in large numbers at low prices, and they have a reputation of being quote unquote penny dreadfuls. But with a little investigation, you find out that's not always the case at all. There's a whole bunch of very good companies down here. And this is important because the precious and specialty metal projects that we are writing about down here and investigating, they're mostly coming from smaller companies. They're not coming from BHP and Rio both have significant byproduct production of precious and specialty metals. But the companies that we want are the ones who are developing new projects that have a lot of room to grow.
I have one question for you, and it may be a very self-serving question, and then again, it may not. But, you know, I've been involved in this industry, Richard, for a long, long time, 30 years, okay? And I know a fair amount about the resource industry in North America. I know a fair amount about the resource industry in South America when it comes to buying and selling stocks in that particular industry. Regardless of locale, I am very, very familiar with the exchanges in Canada and the exchanges in the United States. And I'm very familiar, consequently, with the majority of the companies that make up this industry. But I have to tell you, I know nothing at all about the resource industry in Australia. And I'd venture to guess that what you're doing is going to culminate in perhaps the definitive source of information on the resource industry, as it exists down under, so to speak. Am I right?
Well, that's our clear goal. We'll write a book about this experience when we're done with it, because as I've mentioned before, there are 42 metals, not including gold, that we came down here specifically to investigate because we think they're under some form of threat. And 36 of those are either in production currently or will be in production in Australia in the next 2 years. So, yes, we're trying we think this is an extraordinary opportunity. And if the reflation efforts are successful and they appear to be going along that way, then Australia is going to be the resource of choice of most of Southeast Asia. So
now, when you say the resource of choice, I think what you mean and what I understand you be saying is it's going to become the supplier of choice.
Yes, I'm sorry, the resource supplier of choice of a ton of different products, ton of different minerals.
That's
They're
a very
extraordinarily
very,
rich geologically.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting conclusion to come to. Because it's obvious to me that in terms of shipping costs, okay, let's talk about, pick virtually any resource that Australia is rich in. the shipping costs from the supplier, i.e. Australia, to the demand side of the equation, i.e. let's say mainland China, is going to be a heck of a lot less than it is from, say, South America or North America.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot of news down here. North American readers are familiar with it because BHP and Rio finally overcame the pricing advantage that the Chinese were giving to Vale in Brazil, who had to ship their ore all the way around the tip of South America to China, and they were given a kind of a preferential treatment. The Australians apparently are close to overcoming that. I'm not as familiar with it, but it is something, you're right. It's something that's very important down here.
No, go ahead. We just need to wrap up here real quick. But go ahead, finish up what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I had a real quick thing to tell you about when I was down at Morningstar Mines in Victoria. Their Chinese joint venture partners came in to inspect a few of the historic mines that they're putting into production, and I got to tag along with them, which was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot. But I had one of those eureka moments myself, which really explains a lot about what's going on down here, and I'd like to share it with you very quickly. I had shared dinner and drinks with these seven people who had been sent out to assess the projects and even helped to drive them back from the Rose of Denmark mine one day to the Morningstar offices in Woods Points. And they were polite and good-natured, but somewhat aloof in our dealings, and I just assumed it was because of a language barrier. But when we visited the historic workings at Morningstar's Hunts Mine, where the stopes clearly showed the rich gold-bearing laminations attendant to the quartz reef, their collective personalities just changed, like somebody had thrown a switch. And I realized, without understanding the word that was being said, that these folks were dyed-in-the-wool gold bugs. And they became animated, outgoing, they were all smiles, even more camera crazy. They were shooting everything in sight. And
so basically what you're saying is just a whole bunch of excitement. We need to cut it. I apologize, but I'm going to be back next week with Richard Karn. Thank you so much.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's BUYSinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Wrapping up the show this week with John Kaiser. John is a very, very well-known analyst, slash newsletter writer, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John started in the business a number of years ago in Western Canada, where he was an analyst for an investment firm. Ended up moving at his wife's insistence down to the Bay Area, where they've been living with their family ever since. And John is one of my go-to guys in this industry when we're talking about various aspects of the resource industry. John, let's talk a little bit about rare elements.
Rare elements, in particular rare earths, have been very much in the news during the past month. The Government Accountability Office delivered its so-called GAO report on Department of Defense dependency on rare earth supply, and their conclusion is that there is a serious dependency on Chinese production of rare earths, which pretty much dominates 97% of world supply. Very little is being done about it at the moment. It is a critical situation because, in particular, with regard to the heavy rare earths, the Chinese have become very worried themselves about their own long-term security of supply and are putting measures into place which will restrict the export or smuggling export of the heavy rare earth elements. And these ones are very important to the Department of Defense because they play very subtle roles in our defense systems, our missile guidance systems, and so on. And right now, China is the only source for these metals.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it strikes me that in North America, both Canada and the United States, sources are being developed. Now, I know that rare element companies are really in vogue right now, and there are many, many companies out there that really probably people shouldn't even consider investing in because they're basically just, you know, not far enough up the food chain. But there are, if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm not mistaken, there are three or four companies that, in essence, are serious players, and they have properties both in the U.S. and in Canada. Do you follow any of those companies, John?
Yes, indeed. And in fact, one of the messages that the GAO came up with is that there are deposits in the United States and in Canada and other parts of the world which could be developed. One of these is the Old Mountain Pass deposit in California, now controlled by Molycorp, which is a private company. This is perhaps one of the richest deposits in the world. And in fact, the day after the GAO report came out, emphasizing the urgency of developing American deposits, Molycorp filed its S-1 registration statement for an IPO it hopes to do sometime this year, raising as much as $350 million. If they go into production with the scenario that they propose, they could conceivably replace all of the American current import needs for rare earths insofar as it involves the light rare earths. However, very interestingly, this game is all about developing new applications, and in its registration statement, Molycorp talks about a new water filter system that they have developed called Cerium, which they state that this would consume several times what they are capable of supplying from the Mountain Pass deposit in terms of Cerium. So we have a situation here where demand could conceivably grow enormously. And at the same time, we have, you know, a bill called Restart, which is trying to create sort of legislative measures which support the development of an American-based rare earth industry. And while a lot of it looks like, you know, government intervention-type measures, it does insist that it has to be competitive. Well, given the need for competition in this sector and the fact that even if Mountain Pass comes on stream, it will not be adequate to supply the light rare earth needs, there is a very important reason to develop another project, and the one that I'm focusing on is Rare Elements Bear Lodge deposit in Wyoming. It is not quite as high grade as the Mountain Pass deposit, nor is it as large, but it has a significant resource which could be developed fairly rapidly and make up the gap. So this is a company that I think in the next month or so, when they produce their updated resource estimate, this one will catch everybody's attention because it is also an important part of the solution to this rare earth problem. Now, neither Bear Lodge nor Mountain Pass will solve the heavy rare earth dependency. That will have to come from a different style of rare earth deposit, such as the kind owned by Quest Rare Metals and Avalon Rare Metals. Both of these are in Canada. Avalon's Nechelacho is in the Northwest Territories. Quest is the Strange Lake deposit, which is in northern Quebec. And they, in the past month, also put out the first 43-101 resource estimate, which shows that this is also a world-class deposit, and if put into production, it would certainly take care of much of the non-Chinese world's heavy rare earth needs.
I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that Rare Element is a client of ours in the sense that they do have a banner on our website, and we also do all of the SEC reporting for Rare Element Resources. So I am just a little bit biased there. What about this sector of the resource industry in Australia? You know, Richard Karn is doing a kind of a regular feature on our show where he's summarizing a lot of the things that he's seeing firsthand in Australia pertaining to the resource industry. And apparently rare elements down there are, they're not exactly scarce. Apparently Australia has a fair amount of deposits down there also. Do you know anything about that, John?
The two most advanced deposits are the Mount Weld deposit of Lynas Corp, and this was funded $450 million last year by Western Capital after the Australian Foreign Investment Review Board turned down a proposal by a Chinese company to gain majority of control of this project and put it into production. Another one is Arafura, whose deposit which is also owned 25% by the Chinese. Both of these are at a fairly advanced stage. They tend to be dominated by the light rare earths. There are questions as to whether or not the process will be successful for the Mount Weld deposit. And all of these things coming together still won't take care of the problem when you look at 2015 and beyond, where global demand is expected to climb from the current level of about 120,000 tons to over 200,000 tons. And for example, with the Mountain Pass project, it won't be in production if everything goes right until 2013, and Bear Lodge itself won't come into production until 2015. Mount Weld hopefully is in production in a couple of years. They are now constructing their processing plant, hopefully followed by Arafura shortly after. It's very important, Al, to emphasize that China wants deposits developed outside of China because it sees this as a geopolitical problem emerging where the rest of the world gets very unhappy because China is monopolizing the supply, introducing export quotas, increasing the price to clean up its own very messy industry. And this, of course, elicits complaints about protectionism. China, in fact, is unhappy that we have dumped the environmental costs on China during the last 20 years and enjoyed these very cheap rare earth supply that has come out of China. And they want to change that also. And they also want to be a leader in a lot of these technologies that use these rare earths, in particular green and clean tech technology. And they are, in fact, building their own so-called renewable energy infrastructure, which uses a lot of these rare earth metals, such as in the wind turbine business.
You know, it strikes me that this is a sector that I think listeners really ought to take a hard look at if they're interested in investing in the resource industry. And I'm not sure why anybody would be listening to this program if they weren't. But, you know, it's almost a perfect storm in the sense that it's an incredibly important commodity, okay, particularly with the way that the green movement is going right now. In terms of supply, it's very, very interesting because right now all of the supply is coming out of mainland China. That's something that I believe really, really, you know, for it's in everyone's best interest to develop other areas of supply. And I think that the more serious companies, you know, and you mentioned two or three of them here, John, Rare Elements and a couple of the others, I think the investment potential there is really, really staggering. Been chatting with John Kaiser. John's a good friend. He's a regular guest on this program. It's a pleasure to have him. John is in a bit of a hurry right now because he is off to take his daughter to visit another university. Boy, I have to tell you, I am so glad I am out of that. John, good luck to you, buddy, and it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Al.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.